Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is with us this morning with a great dog, a hound, for our news hound.
A news hound who is thrilled over this year's Westminster results.
How about that?
Because usually when a hound wins, I shouldn't say usually, in my experience at the SPCA, when a hound wins, which is rare, we had beagles a couple years ago, our hound adoptions go up. Now, we haven't had as many hounds the way we used to, but every so often, we have actual news hounds up for adoption. So we, of course, had to go with the Boss for today's news.
I love the name Boss for a dog, because it's like, you know, it works on so many levels. Like, you know, Boss, like the dog can be the boss of the household, the boss of the yard. And sometimes you kind of feel like your dog's bossing you around. Like, yeah, got to be home. The boss wants his dinner.
That's right.
And you can also, you know, kind of condescendingly, like, you know, dogs whimpering around, you know, okay, boss, you know, like how people do.
Yeah.
So it works on multiple levels, and I think it works for this dog, too.
Well, you know what? This two-year-old lives up to it. This is definitely a dog who, and I'm not saying this is the only type of home in which he would thrive, but boy, if you have a home that's a more country setting, where an animal can run and have a job to do, Boss would probably fit right in. He does okay on his walks with a certain type of harness, and it's a harness that actually helps with that head leader, because he is, like you say, a hound dog who ends up picking up these scents, and off he goes. When he picks up a scent, he's off.
Now, it was a bloodhound that won Westminster, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty rare.
The bloodhound.
Don't you think?
I think it is. I'm always kind, not that I play favorites. I'm always sort of rooting for the hound category or the huskies.
Now, this dog, though, is what type of a hound would you say?
This is a bloodhound. Our
boss.
But, you know, it's kind of hard because now we are identifying our dogs as mixed breeds. But when you see a dog like Boss, I'm pretty certain hound dog will come up in his DNA if you do one of those dog DNA tests.
Okay.
Pretty, you know, I would probably stake my life on that one. He looks like your typical hound. Maybe a little bit of coon hound in there. I don't want to say beagle because I don't want people to think this is a small dog. This is a larger, leggier hound who would probably, like I said, benefit from a little bit of room.
Yeah.
I like that. A dog that has characteristics like the dog that just won the Westminster dog show, that type of, I know there's so many different types of hounds.
There are.
But, you know, the bloodhound, how much does that, you know, carry over to some of the other hounds that we see?
It's so intriguing because, and this is part of why I love these hounds. Every one was bred for a different purpose. And the bloodhound, I'll say this, if you compare Trumpet the Bloodhound, who won Westminster, with our boss, our news hound today, I think that Trumpet is a little more reserved because our dog, Boss, is very playful. He's only 2 years old. Didn't get a lot of training, we don't believe. He was transferred in from Cooperstown, so he came from out of town, but very active, very enthusiastic, exuberant, and I think that Trumpet seemed a little more reserved, a little better trained, but we've got a dog here in Boss who seems to love other animals. He seems to want to respond to other animals. And a little bit of work needs to be done as far as socialization with his reactivity.
Hey, they all need a little help with that, right?
They do. And he's technically still a puppy. He's not quite 2 years old. So, you know, if he didn't receive a lot of training, these are intelligent dogs. They're ready to learn.
Oh, all right. Hey, you know, we're Friday, end of June. School's out. What's going on at the SPCA this summer?
That's right. We have, and I can't believe I'm saying this at the end of June. We've got summer camp. It's back. It's in person. Now that we've moved into that low COVID category, masks are optional for the kids. That's a change with camp. We still have openings in our summer camp for kids. And it's unusual because usually by that last week of May around Memorial Day, camp is completely filled. So for people with especially 9 to 11-year-olds, we still have a couple openings in that category. Apparently, the 9 to 11-year-olds have quite a social calendar this year because that seems to be the big age group with which we have openings. We've got Animal Planet, Arts and Animals. That's a fun camp. The children are combining their love of animals with their love of the arts. We've got junior vet camps. Those are the camps that generally fill up the most quickly. We've got a few openings there. Beginner vet camp, intro to animal care, junior rescuers. That's a fun one. When the kids are learning different ways to rescue animals, there is some hands-on animal experience in all of our camps. So might be good to check it out. Again, I'm shocked that we still have openings, but now that we moved into the low category and masks are optional, that's going to help.
You know, you should do that for adults, too. I'd sign up for a few of those.
I would, too, especially that arts and animals. I would love to.
Yeah.
You should have seen the pet that Susan saw yesterday.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
We were out for ice cream last night. Someone brought their backpack. They're in line for ice cream. In the backpack, it was one of those clear dome front backpacks, was their pet hamster.
We'll see now. Hamsters have a need to be out and socializing safely as well, don't they?
Can they eat ice cream?
You know what? I better not answer that because I'm not 100% certain.
They heard open carry was relaxed and misunderstood.
Right.
Hamster
right.
All over the place. I feel like that would be easily lost. The hamster. Don't they wiggle around?
But it sounds like that hamster was pretty secure in the bubble.
It was in the bubble. Bubble pack, yep.
Brian, you may remember meeting Zip when you came to the event a few months ago. Zip was our bearded dragon who was named Zip for a reason. She was quite zippy. She was adopted last week, and within a couple days, the new owners posted a photo of her in a harness out on a walk.
Well,
it was a
isn't
little fairy harness with her little wings, and I thought, you know what? Now I think I'm going to put the hamster out for ice cream right up there with Zip on her walk. Wow.
Can I, off the air, of course, can I get the name of the person who adopted Zip? Just want to know whose calls to ignore.
No. In fact, the little girl was so enamored of this bearded dragon. There are also pictures of Zip sitting with her on her shoulder watching television. It's just the cutest thing. And it proves that any animal can bond, not just dogs and cats. We've got a turtle right now named Tulip, extremely social. Maybe one of the most socialized animals we have at the shelter right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Social turtles.
Really? Social turtle and Tulip.
These are the things you can learn about at the summer camp, I'm guessing.
These are the incredible things happening at the SPCA every day, and you can, yes, learn about it in summer camp.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Gina, thank you, and good
thank
luck
you.
With Boss.
Thanks.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County. Check out Boss's picture over at WBEN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.